So my name's Matt, I have monkeypox. This sucks and you don't want it.
All across social media, monkeypox patients are posting warnings. This is a painful, debilitating disease that you don't want to get.
I was in so much pain.
Right now, the vast majority of cases are in men who have sex with other men. It's rarely fatal, but activists in the gay community have mobilized.
I'm very confident that we can get ahead of it before the massive outbreak, given the community's fortitude and their resilience, and also learning from the mistakes of COVID.
And there is a vaccine. The CDC says it should be administered in 2 doses, 28 days apart, but there's not nearly enough of it.
Vaccination clinics like these are now popping up across the country, but critics say the Biden administration was very slow. At one point, leaving hundreds of thousands of doses of the vaccine that the U.S. already owns in Europe. So now officials are trying to stretch the vaccine. By administering it in a different way, they're hoping to get 5 doses out of 1 vial, but there could be a problem with that.
It's totally unclear that anything I've read on the science, if the degree of protection is identical to what the original proposal is, or prescription, which is to get 2 full doses.
Bob Goldstraw says he was turned away from getting his second shot. He believes it's a problem of supply. The D.C. Health Department blames the Biden administration.
What we end up getting is 12,000 doses. Had we got 12,000 vials of vaccine, that would have been some 60,000 doses that we would have had.
The monkeypox virus has spread quickly in the United States. The first case was reported in May. The CDC says there are now more than 14,000 confirmed cases. The Biden administration says they are working to secure millions more vaccine doses, but health experts say that creates other issues.
We really need to be partnering with our global partners and colleagues around the world to make sure that vaccines aren't just made available to high-income countries like the U.S. and Europe, but also that, you know, it's pretty alarming and disgusting that now there are still no vaccines made available on the continent of Africa.
The maker of the vaccine says it will take months to expand its production capabilities, but experts say the window to contain a broader outbreak could already be closing. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.